Good afternoon. I'm Brooke Allen with this special update on the storm that swept through mid-Michigan this morning. We spoke to Consumers Energy spokesperson Roger Morgenstern, who says thousands are without power today.
The heaviest hit areas are in West Michigan, over in the Holland and Grand Rapids areas, and then also down in DeBary and Eaton counties, getting a little closer to your neck of the woods. And then another area that's hit pretty good is up in Northeast Michigan in the Roscommon area.
Morgenstern says he expects power to be restored by Sunday. One fatality reported today, a 72-year-old man has died after a tree fell on a home in Grand Haven where winds were reported to be about 90 miles an hour. And we spoke with Aaron Rankin, general manager at Diesel Equipment in Potterville. He told us the storm woke his family up when it came through Charlotte around 4 a.m.
I live in Charlotte and there's trees all over the place. The roads are littered, uprooted. Power lines down. It was like a war zone.
Rankin's business is among the hundreds of homes and businesses still in the dark. WKAR's Reginald Hardwick reports from one busy intersection.
Here at Lansing and Hartell Road, here in Potterville, lights are completely out. Cars going either direction must treat it as a four-way stop. The lights have been out for several hours.
You can follow us on the WKAR News Facebook page and WKAR.org, where we will be updating the power situation all afternoon. Join us for more coverage on All Things Considered today, starting at 4. I'm Brooke Allen, WKAR News.